This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental body. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask our beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free, now and forevermore, until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee. It is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus on your breathing for just a moment, taking several deep cleansing breaths. And with each breath, take in the light. And when you exhale, exhale out any tension, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus with each breath on becoming more and more centered within yourself, going deeper and deeper within yourself, putting all external thoughts, anything outside of the body, just put that out as you focus within yourself now. And take a deep breath, breathing in the light, hold it for a few seconds, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity. Just exhale out any darkness that is there. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out the darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention, your focus in your etheric body, your energy body, and become aware of the chakra centers, those wheels of force, spiritual wheels of force within you. Those energy forces that were there long before your physical body was formed. So as you focus on the chakra centers, the 9 chakra centers now that have become awakened and reawakened within all of you, focus on the vibration within those chakra centers, within the vibration in your etheric body. As you move up the ladder of consciousness within your etheric body, within the chakra centers, focus on raising your vibration with as you raise up the ladder of consciousness. So starting from the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. But know that it is not so much the color that matters, but the frequency vibration within that. For every color has a frequency. And as you bring all of those frequencies together, as one, when you merge them all together, as we shall do, know that it creates your light body, your light gamma light body, gamma frequency. So now focus on each chakra in turn, moving up the ladder of consciousness. So the first, earth brown, moving up to your root chakra, a deep ruby red. The next, orange. The next in the solar plexus area, bright, bright, brilliant yellow. The heart chakra, deep blue-green. Just above the heart chakra, the high heart center that has also become reactivated, a beautiful, beautiful magenta color, high vibration magenta color. Then to your throat area, sky blue. To the third eye in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. The crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now if you take all of these chakras now, so in your visualization now, simply merge all of the chakras together up into your soul star chakra, bringing all of those high frequencies into your soul star chakra, bringing it all the way up to gamma light, your gamma light body. So now at this high, high frequency vibration, and feel the vibration within you as you, your conscious knowing self, moves into that light body. And some of you may like to visualize the light body as a three-dimensional star, three-dimensional six-pointed star, creating your Merkaba light vehicle. And in that vehicle now, you can travel. You can travel the universe within it, just with the power of thought, the speed of thought. Let yourself begin to rise slowly, slowly in your light body, leaving your physical body behind. Just let your physical body go and fall below you as you move high up into the sky, through the clouds, all the way up past the Earth's atmosphere. And as always, become aware of all of the heavenly bodies, all of the planets in the solar system, the sun, all of the millions of ships that are gathered all around Earth. And now know that all of these ships and all of the consciousness within these ships, both the beings and the ships themselves that are indeed consciousness, know that all of the vibrational waves that have been coming into the planet for so long first come through all of the planets of the solar system, as well as the central suns of all of the galaxies. So see that happening now. See the waves of energy coming down from the great central sun of the universe through the galactic central suns, through this galactic central sun, and through your solar sun, and out through all of the planets of the solar system, through all of the ships, and now through all of you, you, this group, and all of the other many that are awakening across the planet, energy waves coming down through you. You are the ones that take this energy in and magnify it back out. And where are you magnifying it back out to? To the crystalline grid around the Earth, to the Christ consciousness grid. For you are the ones that are the catalyst for this energy. You are the ones that magnify this energy throughout the planet, through this grid system. And know that this grid system had fallen for some time, but it has now become reawakened, just as all of you have become reawakened to who you truly are. And you are now connecting your energy and these waves of energy to the crystalline grid. And the crystalline grid surrounds the Earth. So see this crystalline grid that completely surrounds the Earth, connecting to all of the sacred places across the planet, all of the sacred physical places across the planet, mountains, valleys, rivers, temples, pyramids, all of the sacred places that had been taken over, many had been taken over by the dark forces, but have now been taken back by the forces of light. And you, again, are the catalyst to send this energy throughout the planet, connecting this grid. And the more that you work on this as a group, you indeed are creating great change across the planet to the collective consciousness of this planet as you are sending energy. So see energy now, electrical energy, if you will, if that is what helps you to see it. See electrical energy shooting out into all areas of the planet, moving into any dark spaces that still remain. And see that light moving into that darkness and illuminating the darkness completely. And once the darkness is illuminated, there can be no more darkness. So as vibrational frequency increases across the planet, it is replacing these dark places. For lower vibrational energy cannot exist in higher vibrational energy. So all of those that still carry the low vibrational energy and the low vibrational programming will cease to exist in the higher vibrations. They cannot be in the higher vibrations. So see darkness in whatever form it takes. See it dissipating and again becoming illuminated by the light. Now see yourselves, each one of you now. See the energy, the light, the electrical light moving through your etheric and astral body. And your astral and etheric body becoming more and more light, more and more enlightened, so that you are sending light out everywhere. For indeed, you are light. You are light that has descended to the earth and taken on a physical form. Know that. And when you leave the physical form, you will return to light. As a change. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical form. But as you begin to merge with your physical form, feel that light energy, that electrical light moving through your body, into your physical body. So as your astral and etheric body merges back in with your physical form, feel your entire body, physical body, imbued with light, and light shooting everywhere, to every corner of your body, through every cell of your body, every cell becoming enlightened within your body, and energy flowing freely. And wherever energy flows freely, there can be no pain. So know that pain is only caused by energy blockage. That is it. come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda, and I come to be with you at this time in these continuing momentous changes that are happening here on this planet and within all of you. For you are all going through great changes within your body. And as of yet, you are not fully aware of those changes that are happening. Changes indeed to your molecular structure even, to your cellular structure that is happening. As the carbon system that your physical body has been is changing now to a crystalline light structure. So know that. Know that all is changing, both within and without. So within, so without. So above, so below. And you are going through a miraculous change. Not, of course, the change for ascension yet, but as you have heard many times, it is all a process that you are moving through. As the old programming, the programming that you have had much of this life and many lifetimes before this, that programming is beginning to fade away more and more, and being replaced by new programming, your new programming, your new creative programming that you are bringing into yourself. Because you are so much more than what you had been programmed to believe. So all of you now, continue to trust in yourselves, trust in the great plan that is in the works, bringing about momentous change as the old programming more and more begins to fade away. The old three-dimensional system, the matrix, if you will, fades away more and more as the veil comes crashing down upon all of those that are still, as of yet, non-believers, still fast asleep in their slumber. But because of all of you, the awakened ones, the ones that came here for the purpose of awakening mankind, because of all of you, there are those that still are yet to awaken and shall awaken. It is just as when I, as Yeshua, roamed the earth and went about my mission to, at that time, bring an end to the old programming as much as possible. But as you know, so many were asleep and did not hear my message of love, my message of faith, my message of the power within each individual, and the power in each individual leading to the power of the Christ consciousness within the collective consciousness of man. But as in many respects, I did not complete my mission, you, on the other hand, are in the process of completing your mission. Your mission to bring back the power and the sovereignty within each individual and within the collective consciousness of man. The power is within each and every one of you. As the vibrational frequency increases within you and outside of you, bringing down the old matrix and replacing it with the new, higher vibrational matrix, if you will. Consciousness and vibration, it is everything and in all things. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to vibrate higher and higher within yourself, being aware of what is happening, but not becoming attached to it, for attachment holds you back from the ascension process. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Hum. Greetings to one who serves here. And Shoshana is back with us, yay! And we are ready to continue on with this program that we are in process of helping you change within yourself, that, so that you become more and more fully aware of who you are and what you are all about and what you are here to do and how you are the ones that are bringing about the great changes here. You are the ones, as you have heard many times, the ones that you have been waiting for. Not those of us, the ascended ones, not those of the galactic forces that are everywhere. Yes, they are indeed here. We are indeed here to assist and help and guide in any way that we can. But as you know, we are forbidden to do it for you. We cannot. We cannot interfere unless the situation calls for it enough so that we are not doing the changes. You are doing the changes. So we are ready now for your questions, if you have them.
Hi, one who serves. Can you hear me?
Yes, we do, dear Thomas.
I was just wondering, before you became Ascended Masters, were you pretty much in the same situation as we are here on Earth?
If you mean were we human beings having the same difficulties and pain and suffering and all of this as many of you have gone through or are going through, indeed, yes. The answer is absolutely. We were as human as you are. And we are still, in many respects, still human. We have just moved beyond the old programming. We have moved beyond it. We have mastered the old ways. We have mastered moving beyond the veil and the old lower dimensional frequency. Moved beyond it. That is all. Just as Yeshua himself was very much a human being, as you have heard when he came and spoke with this group here, where he was as human as you are, but he knew who he was almost from the very beginning, and he did not succumb to the old programming, as many of you have done. He moved beyond it very quickly. And that is what we are attempting to assist you in doing, in moving beyond the old programming, raising your vibrational frequency whenever you can possibly do it, and as much as you can possibly do. And if you continue to do that, you will find that as you continue to keep your vibration high, it will become more and more difficult to lower your vibration again or let anyone else help to lower your vibration. No more control a sovereign being, unto yourselves, being free. And we apologize this for this, but you are free to move about the country and the world even, and the universe even. That is your commercial, we understand, and one of your airlines. Free to move about the cabin. No, free to move about the universe. Yes. Would this answer your question? And Shoshana, do you have something you add
here? We have no more here to share.
Very good. We are ready for next question. Yes. Any other further questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
It's regarding the big earthquake that happened in Morocco. I mean, we're very aware that the Maui fires were not natural. I'm wondering if you could tune in and share with this very large earthquake in Morocco yesterday that killed many, many, many thousands of people, and if that was natural, or maybe deep state, or maybe White House saving children. Can you tune in and tell us, please?
What we will tell you is there is always more and more behind the scenes that you are not aware of. And we cannot tell you directly whether it was one way or the other, or a combination of both. So know, though, that, again, it is all part of the greater plan. As the Earth, as Gaia herself, sheds the old programming, the old energies, releasing those energies in various ways through earthquakes, volcanoes, whatever it might be, as well as those of the cabal, your deep state cabal, the forces of darkness, are also involved in these things as well. And at the same time, there is also those things you have heard many times of the deep underground military bases being cleaned out. And it is a process of various things that are going on, again, behind the scenes mostly. So do not believe everything that you hear or read. Just know that there are so many things that are happening that are beyond our being able to tell you at this point. We cannot give you a direct answer here on this, for we are not allowed to interfere in even your free will, certainly not your free will, but in your understanding here. Shoshana may be able to give more if she wishes.
We can share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Of course.
Dear sister, as we find it, as we look into this, we have found that this occurrence was not truly natural. It was brought on by weather modification, by geoengineering. That is what we can tell you, that it was a modification process, because this area had not experienced anything of this sort for decades. So the weather that has been modified over the last few decades has caused this. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any further questions here?
Yes, this is Linda. I have a question.
Yes.
I had heard from, I think the source is from a friend of mine, but Bill G, and he had talked about the debt of, I'm not sure if just the United States or globally, being paid off as of September 1st, the gold that the cabal had gathered, or the prosperity funds perhaps. But could you add some light to that for us? Thank you.
There again, you are asking for something that is more direct here in terms of dates, times, exactly what is happening here. But again, there are so many things that are happening behind the scenes, we cannot give a direct answer to this as well. please understand that we cannot interfere with your free will. Now, Shoshana, on the other hand, can be a little bit more, what we would say, upfront here. That can be a little bit more direct, as she has in many situations here. But we are forbidden to say too much in direct understanding here. That is all we can give at this point. Perhaps Shoshana wishes to give more.
We will share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Dear sister, as you have experienced, as many have experienced, the extent of misinformation is somewhat compounded now. There is much misinformation going on, but we will tell you that the idea of debt forgiveness, the idea of moving past the debt paradigm in this matrix, this 3D matrix, is real. That is happening. We cannot say that this occurred on September 1st, for example. We cannot say that, but what we can say is that that is the goal. That has been the goal of the great white brotherhood, the great alliance, the great white hats. This has been the goal all along, to shake off the debt paradigm and create prosperity for all. This is the goal of the idea of Nasara Jasara, is to shake off the debt of all, the yoke that has caused man great slavery. So we will tell you that this is the goal. Whether it was achieved or not on September 1st, we cannot say, but we will say that it will be achieved. Namaste.
Yes, very much so. And we can add here that it is all in process. And much is happening behind the scenes, which has not yet been, of course, publicized. But it is coming to the point where you are going to receive much, much more information. Not so much misinformation, but information that is coming forth on this. We are ready for our next question, if there is one.
I have a question.
Yes.
Could you tell me if there? I listen to a lot of other channelings on different websites, and could you tell me if any are all are on the up and up, so to speak? I know different factions have been compromised and that kind of thing. I just want to know if there's any, all channelings are perfectly legitimate, and
if
you know
share.
What I mean.
Yes, please do. Please, Shoshana, yes.
We wish to share on this, dear sister. May we share our perspective on this?
Please, please do.
Dear sister, you have a path to follow in your life. And that which assists you in moving along your path will come in front of you, you see. You will hear things that will resonate with you, and you will hear things that will not resonate with you. It does not matter if we judge another as valid or invalid, as truth or not truth. That is not the goal of your journey. The goal of your journey is to stay on your path. So you must, if you are drawn to listen, if you are drawn to a particular individual, there is a message there for you, and the message may be not to listen, or the message may be to take heed on what is being said. This is all up to you. It is not up to another, such as ourselves or the ones who serve to validate another. That is not our mission. Our mission is to help you remain on your path and help you achieve your mission, your goal, your ascension. So we will tell you at this time to continue to seek out the truth, listen to whomever you are guided to listen to, and then wash it through your heart to decide if it is true for you. Namaste.
Yes, and we would add here that the idea and the reality of channeling has been happening for a very, very long, long time. But it is more recent times where more individuals have been chosen to be the ones who would bring these messages forward. And certainly you have to know that as these messages come forward, they move through the consciousness of the one that is allowing the channeling to happen. So since it is moving through that one's consciousness, the channeling reflects that consciousness. If the consciousness in the moment is high vibrational frequency, then the channeling is quite accurate here, we would say. But if in that moment the one who is bringing the message forward is not quite at a high vibrational frequency, the channeling can be somewhat misdirected here, we will say. Okay?
Very good. Thank you.
Yes. Would there be any further questions? We take one, maybe two more, and then we need to release channel.
I have one.
Yes.
Is there anything you can tell us about the monolith that appeared and then, I don't know, were put away for now? Are they due out soon? Can you share anything on that?
The monoliths that you are speaking of are vibrational frequency, or based on vibrational frequency. So for a momentary time, the vibrational frequency was raised high enough so that some were able to perceive these structures. But they were not meant to be in full existence yet at this point. When the vibrational frequency raises enough, these will reappear and will then indeed connect to the Christ consciousness grid or the crystalline grid that surrounds the planet and connects to all of the sacred places also across the planet. Shoshana, do you have anything?
We do not. We do not add to this.
Very good. Would there be any more questions? We take one more if there is, then we release channel. Nothing further, then we are ready to release. Shoshana, do you have anything you wish to impart here in closing?
We have one thing to say, and that is seek your own path, not the path of another. Namaste.
Yes, and we would simply say to know that everything that is happening outside of yourself at this point is all about vibration, vibrational frequency, and programming. And the more that you attune to that programming, the more that you remain in that lower vibration, if that programming is of a low vibration. Certainly some of the new programming that is coming in is of higher vibrational frequency. And for that, and to that, you want to definitely attune to. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.